Hello, this is Joe Polish, and I wanted to do a quick introduction to this interview that you're about to hear. This was an off-the-cuff interview with a couple of really fascinating guys, and I want to give you a little bit of introduction to who they are. Well, first off, my name is Joe Polish. I'm the founder of Piranha Marketing, which I've had since 1994, and the Genius Network, which is the highest level group in the world for direct response marketers and industry transformers. And so I have an opportunity to interview a lot of people. I've actually interviewed over 400 people that we put on my podcast at ilovemarketing.com and 10xtalk.com and also geniusnetwork.com. Now, enough about me. Let me get into who you're about to hear me do an interview with. Well, first off, I have a dear friend named John Butcher and his wife, Missy. They're the founders of Lifebook. And John is a real fascinating guy. He's an artist, a musician, a producer. He's had 12 full-length albums and 7 children's TV shows. He's a serial entrepreneur, 17 companies ranging from children's books to wallpaper manufacturing. He's the chairman of the board of the Precious Moments family of companies since 1988, and the Precious Moments brand is the most successful art-based licensed property in history, having achieved over $11 billion in sales. Now, on the interview, I actually say he's the founder, but he's actually the chairman. And basically, what he says is we created what we think is the coolest and most powerful concept ever in personal development. It's called Lifebook. Think of it as Gucci meets DJ Shadow meets Napoleon Hill. Unprecedented in its width, depth, and aesthetics, Lifebook is a new paradigm in the self-improvement world. And of course, I've been through Lifebook twice, and I've referred lots of people to it, and it's absolutely a phenomenal personal development program, unlike anything else that's been created, because it's not about a guru or a speaker. It's about a process, and it's very Socratic. So you can check out John and what he does at mylifebook.com and preciousmoments.com. Now, the next person is one of John's friends who he's known for over 20 years, and this was the first weekend that I ever had an opportunity to meet Kenny Arnoff, and he's a business rock star. He's a self-taught drummer. He's known as the hardest working drummer in show business. He spent the last 35 years recording and performing with some of the greatest musicians in the world, people like John Cougar Mellencamp, Steven Tyler, Bruce Springsteen, the Rolling Stones, Don Henley, Paul McCartney, Bob Dylan, Elton John, David Grohl, the Smashing Pumpkins, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, B.B. King, Ray Charles, Santana, Alanis Morissette, the Goo Goo Dolls, and Rod Stewart, just to name a few. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on. He's performed at the Kennedy Center Honors for 7 consecutive years, the White House, and Obama's inauguration at the Lincoln Memorial in 2008. In 2014, Kenny performed 2 performances at the Grammys, and a few days later performed 9 performances on network TV, a tribute to the Beatles, That Night That Changed America, with Ringo Starr, Paul McCartney, Alicia Keys, John Legend, David Grell, Joe Walsh, and many more. And he was a featured artist with Trace Atkins on the American Country Music Awards. This guy's done a lot of stuff. Now, what I decided to sit down and interview them on before we were headed out to dinner was health, not about per se their businesses and how they grew their business, although we talk a little bit about that. But both of these guys are incredible physical condition in the way that they exercise, in the way that they physically look, in the energy levels that they have. And I thought, you know, you guys have to share some of this advice with the people that are listening. So that's what I'm interviewing them on. So enjoy the interview, get ready to take some notes, and I hope you find it really valuable. Now let me welcome you to our interview in John's living room in this beautiful house. And there's waterfalls in the background, and you're gonna hear some background noise, but you know, I think you're going to enjoy it. Hello, this is Joe Polish, and I'm here with a couple of interesting guys. My dear friend John Butcher, who I've known for many years, the founder of Precious Moments and MyLifeBook.com, and Kenny Aronoff, who I just met in person today, but I've heard an interview that you and John have done. And here's why I want to have this discussion. Both of you, by standards of what most people would think, what is an age of being in optimal physical health, Both of you are over 50 years old. Kenny, you're
61.
61, and you're 52, John.
52, yeah.
Yep, and I'll be 47 in a couple of months.
Young pup.
Yep.
Yeah,
compared to you old guys. And so here's the deal, though. Both of you are in incredible physical shape. And Kenny, you're considered, you know, one of the greatest drummers in the world. And here's what I'm going to do first, because we're going to talk about health and fitness and rituals and how have you maintained this sort of great fitness life. But I want the listeners to have some background on both of you. So I want you, John, to talk about your friend Kenny, who you've known for over 20 years.
Yeah.
Who is this guy and what makes him so special?
Kenny is one of the most sought after drummers in the world, one of the hardest working drummers in the world, one of the most respected drummers in the world. He's won every drum award a drummer can win, has worked with everybody, literally his list of discographies and the bands he's played with is just a who's who of the record industry.
Let's name drop a little. Who are some of them?
Elton John, Rod Stewart, Smashing Pumpkins, Steven Tyler, Rolling Stones, Sting, Ringo Starr, Paul McCartney. I could go. Every country great you've ever heard of. John Fogerty, Melissa Etheridge, and I could keep doing this for a half hour, but we really got to get to this, right, to this interview. Also, Kenny is my personal hero when it comes to health and fitness. This guy changed my life. We met when I was in my early 30s, I think. I was shocked at his level of health and fitness. He was in his mid-40s, I think. And I'd never seen anything like that before. I didn't know it was possible. And it just completely changed my perception about, you know, how you can age from a physical perspective. It changed my life. And now he's 61. He's so friggin' cut like a...
Well, yeah, and I'm sitting here, you know, in front of Kenny, and you, there's no way I would ever in a million years guess you're 61 years old. You look like you're in your 40s.
Everybody, yeah, and actually I was tested by a doctor. You know, they do these tests, reflex, you know, take your blood and stuff. I tested at 43.
Wow.
And I mean, that's amazing. Exactly how you look and how you've taken care of
yourself. Okay, so I'm gonna jump right into this. And John, you know, you have built the largest collectible company in the world and this incredible personal development program called Lifebook. And you are not a guru. You don't want to be a guru. And you live this incredibly awesome life. Now, the reason I wanted to do this interview is if you think about my world, I'm an entrepreneur, and I travel quite a bit. And I really work to exercise and eat clean. And there are challenges when you're on the road, going to conferences, airplane food, being in places where you can't always get very healthy food. Now, by comparison, if I have to think about the life you've had to live your whole career, you're not only traveling all the time, but tour buses, hanging out with all kinds of crazy people in crazy environments. And I think environments are critical. If you want to be really healthy, you have to have a healthy environment. But you've managed to figure out how to create these
rituals
and
habits. In what could possibly be the least healthy environment on the planet.
Well, that's why when I talk about good health, it's mental, physical, and emotional, or you could say spiritual. In other words, you need that mental health, that mental discipline to yank yourself out of situations or at least know when to curtail.
Right.
Like, well, everyone's doing like 30 drinks, you stop after two. If you're going to be at the party, because I'm thinking, how am I going to play tomorrow? How am I going to wake up tomorrow and play, you know, a 3-hour sound check and a 3-hour show and my ego to do a great job for me? Just like that one interview you had where he was talking about, you know, success is when you're doing your best when nobody's around.
Right, right.
That, I love that. I went, that's all of us right here in this room. You know, you don't need to have the boss over you. So that mental discipline is huge factor that you really need at the forefront to survive the road, especially in rock and roll, because the temptations there at every corner.
Well, first off, why is this such an important area of both your life? Why do you put this emphasis on health and fitness and mentally, physically? But, you know, most people are going to first say, well, I wish I looked awesome. I wish I could lose weight. I wish I had that quote-unquote discipline. Before we get to that, why is it important to you? Why is this one of your...
Well, that's because I operate at the level I want to be. You know, I have this phrase... look, I'll never be as great as I want to be, but I'll spend the rest of my life trying to be as great as I can be. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean to say that I'm never going to make it. I am going to make it, but it's like the running back. He doesn't score a touchdown every time, but he's trying every time. And I believe that I want to be, my brain wants me to be greater and it maybe than it's than I'm capable of in this short lifetime we're in. But I love the idea of trying, and I keep coming up with new goals all the time. I'm just wired that way. So if I'm not healthy, then I can't attempt to fulfill those goals.
Okay. I want to just jump in here. This is one of the things that most people don't understand about the music business that aren't in the music business, and that is that the drummer runs the show. It's the base of everything. Everyone's looking at the drummer. The drummer can't mess up. And there's no way, especially, I mean, you should hear some of Kenny's stories as far as, you know, flying over to Japan, learning charts on the way, being completely upside down, having to play 24 hours after he lands there, learn the charts over the ocean, and 12 hours time difference, and can't mess up on stage. It takes a Marine he literally couldn't do what he does if he wasn't in the physical shape. And I'm different. I run a few businesses, you know. I stay in shape because I love my wife. I love my kids. I love having a great sex life. I love being able to play with my, you know, I love being able to take my 24-year-old son down. Seriously, it's more for me just about excellence in every area of my life. But frankly, I could still do my career at a high level without world-class health and fitness. This man right here could not.
Okay, yeah, and see, what I want to communicate to everyone, too, is that I think this is such a critical area. For instance, we had a friend over here the other night, Christian, who is the CEO of a company called HeroX that does incentivize competitions. And he has this Indian proverb he was telling me about where I may say it wrong, but it's he who has his health has 1,000 wishes. He who does not have their health has only one. And that puts, I thought about that ever since he said that to me. And because it's like, as we sit here, I want more money. I want to look better. I want to have a better relationship, a greater relationship. I want to get more sleep. You know, whatever it is, if you have your health, you can dream, you can wish, you can strive. If you don't have your health, all you want is your health back. This is so damn important. And to me, it already is super important already. But like people that are out there, I really want you to internalize that in the same way. Hopefully it will mean something for you, because how are you going to function well if you don't take care of you? And so you guys place emphasis on taking care of you. And so for the benefit of the people that are listening to this, let's talk about some of your rituals. What do you do? How do you do it? Maybe ones you've been doing for years that just are the go-to things that have helped you, or new things you've discovered along the way.
Well, I'll just, without getting into specific details, I'll give you the big eight. Mm-hmm. That really, really work for me. And by the way, you know, health is it's building blocks. In other words, you can't suddenly decide I want to have perfect health at 60. You better be starting when you're younger. Because, you know, the body burns out. You could do some irreparable damage, or you're not taking care of certain things that you can't reverse. So anyway, it starts off with lifting weights. And you don't have to lift big weights, just some weights, because it keeps your hormone levels up. And your hormone levels being up fight the big three: cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Okay?
It's because all the studies are showing that lifting weights, resistance training, becomes more and more and more important
yes,
as you get older.
Absolutely.
Much more important than cardio.
Yeah.
To hold your body together and to keep
yep.
those bones strong.
So you don't have to lift big weights. Just do a little bit to keep that muscle mass there, keep blood in the muscle. Second thing is cardio, obviously, is great for stamina. It's great for every inch of your body. Third thing is stretching of some sort, and you could be yoga or any type of stretching so that you've got flexibility to go along with building muscle. And the stretching, like a yoga, is opening up the highway to all kinds of things in your body, like, you know, meridians and blood flow and your electrical circuits. It's not just being limber. It's really, really is important. The fourth thing is what you eat, and we can talk about that. Just real briefly, though, no processed foods, no diets, no sodas at all. Get rid of those.
Yeah,
no processed, no processed foods, and get the best quality. You know, pay now or pay later. Pay for good quality food now, or you'll be paying the doctor later.
I love that line, and I even relate that to even what we're talking about, your health. Yeah. If you don't take time out for now, you're going to take time out
yeah,
for
exactly.
later. And the same thing with applies to eating.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
So five is supplements. In my world, I need supplements because of my rigorous lifestyle, because I am pushing my body. I'm not getting as much sleep as I should. You know, so I'll take things like, instead of taking a flu shot, I take a lot of vitamin D, which really is great at fighting off disease, especially in this crazy world we live in now with diseases everywhere. And when I start to feel sick, that vitamin D is crucial. You know, I take fish oil, I take a good multiple vitamin that I take throughout the day that has massive amounts of vitamin B and C and has a profile that is really good for the really working, stressful lifestyle of a guy like me. Traveling, time changes. Just taking a shower where you're getting water from a city in a different state. You're getting all kinds of weird stuff on you that, you know, you're not accustomed to. So supplements are very important. That's just, you know, I take like a chlorophyll in the morning, a green food, you know, chlorella, things that are antioxidants, tons of antioxidants. These are supplements that you, as you're traveling, you're not getting the right fruits and vegetables. At least you've got that. That's cleaning out toxins constantly, all day long. You just keep taking this stuff. Okay, that's five. Number six, which I could do better at, is water. Mm-hmm. Water is, you can live 40 days without food, or about up to 40 days, but you can only live 3 days without water. Water is the number one nutrient for a man and a woman or a human. So you should take a good guideline is drink an ounce is half your body weight. Okay? Okay, the next thing, another thing I have to work on, is this is number seven, is sleep. And sleep is, I'm really bad at it. I wake up after 4 hours when I'm making myself go back to sleep, and try to get 8 if I can. But
right.
I mean, I used to live on 4 or 5 hours easy. It's easy for me. I don't fight it anymore because I'm wired hot. If I wake up after 4 hours, it'd be better for me to read or do a little bit of work for a half hour. If that's what it takes to get me to go back to sleep, I do it. Kind of like judo. I just go with the flow. I used to fight it, and that didn't work. But sleep is extremely important. That's where you repair. That's where your body repairs. And that, really, that sleep thing can prevent, like, heart disease and cancer and stuff like that. You need that body to repair. And the last, number eight, is meditation, which they're saying is really becoming, well, it's always been, but it's being proven. It's becoming more in now.
One of the most beneficial.
Yeah, one of the most beneficial.
Most beneficial practices.
This is not like, you know, lifting weights. You see it, you know, you immediately see it in your arm. Meditation is a more subtle. It's like as if looking through a telescope. You see all this big stuff up there, and that's lifting weights. Looking through a microscope, which is the other direction, is kind of like meditation. It's just as important, and it's just going another direction. These eight things are my key ingredients. And as far as like a ritual, I start off in the morning. This may be sounding a little crazy. I brush my teeth immediately first, brush my tongue to get any germs and stuff out so you're not swallowing that. And I go right, get a big tall glass of water, put chlorophyll, which is a green, chlorophyll drop, so I get immediately, I'm putting in something, green into your body. And then I get into, it's fruit. I happen to be gluten-free, so I don't
eat.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah,
I'm like a paleo sort of
diet. And then I eat meat, but, I mean, I just go to Whole Foods. I get the best quality that you can get. And I eat fruit. I used to not eat as much fruit, but fruit is an antioxidant. I'm always thinking of antioxidants because we're living in a polluted world. So, you eat your fruits. I'll take green food and very clean protein powder, or I'll have gluten-free black bread with poached eggs. And I'll get a protein source that way. Okay, then for the rest of the day, man, it's vegetables, vegetables, vegetables. Sometimes I start the day with just juicing, when I'm at home. It's vegetables, vegetables. I'll put chicken on it, maybe a little bit of fish. very, very clean red meat. I eat small doses of it, but my body likes red meat. But vegetables. As far as a carb, the best is sweet potatoes or brown rice. But, you know, when you're on the road, I'll have white rice and I'll have regular potatoes, you know, beans, things like that. When I have a sweet tooth, I go to fruit. Mm-hmm. That seems to be the best. See, once again, your body breaks down that sugar slowly, and you don't go into a hypoglycemic type of condition.
Yeah, yeah, and sugar's the devil for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you know, my friend J.J. Virgin has a, you know, sugar book that just is coming out. And basically, I do the same thing with fruit. You know, when I've the cravings for sweets, that seems to be
fruit will
berries,
do it. It really does work.
Like
now, I don't want to talk my head off here, but the challenge for me traveling, when I'm on tour, I was telling John this the other day, and he just spat it back at me, which is, I was impressed, was that touring for me is performance, recovery, preparation.
Okay.
It's a 24-hour cycle. And I just do the best I can. Everything is leading to that performance. Now, with a tour like a John Fogerty tour, I could have a 3-4 hour sound check. And that's not a light one either. John demands performance level, Marine style. If I lay back for one beat, he'll turn around and say, did you get enough sleep last night? I mean, I have to be on my toes mentally and physically.
So you're playing with him tomorrow night as an example, right? Or is it
I played
game?
Last night.
Last night. Okay,
yeah.
And where at?
That was in Arizona. The night before was Vegas at the Palm.
Well, here's what's kind of funny. We're in Chicago right now. I live in Arizona, but I was here in Chicago, and you flew here today. And then where do you fly tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm going back to L.A. Well, I just got a text from Pat Monahan from Train. Maybe he wants me to record tomorrow. But
no, the reason I brought that up is just to have the listeners realize this is your life.
Yeah, and today to get here to hang with you guys, I got off the stage and went right back to my hotel. What I do is I immediately pack my bags for the next morning, so when I wake up, I can go quick. I get my vitamins out. I take the vitamins I'm going to take before I go to bed. I get my vitamins ready. I got my clothes out. I put everything in place except for my toiletry. So when I wake up, there's very few things to deal with.
Right.
And then I took a hot bath, did stretches, you know, yoga, and then I got into bed and tried to calm down. Very hard for me not to do work. I did some work, and then I tried to calm down because I knew I had to get up at 4:30, which is about when I go to bed usually.
Right.
And I flew here, you know, to do this. But on tour, half my suitcase is supplements. And I have
it's true. You've never seen anything like this.
Yeah,
this
because I can't, because a lot of times you're in a hotel and the best you can get is a salad with some chicken on it. And I ask for extra vegetables, and oh my God, some of the vegetables you get. They've been cooked for 4 weeks.
Let me say something about your workouts, though, because we went through Lifebook together, and you said something to me that stuck with me for years, and it's that you said, guys like us, this is relative to working out now,
right.
Exercise, guys like us tend to be all or nothing. If I don't have 45 minutes to crush a friggin' workout, I'm going to be like, I don't have time to work out today. Kenny said, something is always better than nothing. He'll be in the friggin' plain bathroom and looking for a surface to do a tricep push-up.
I do.
Okay, I can get literally 30 seconds of tricep push-ups right now.
You remembered
that. Yeah, totally.
It's
that
true.
Changed my life, man.
The big thing is, this is what people get. It's harder to get back on the horse a lot of time for people. It doesn't matter if it's sport, what we're talking about. A lot of people are all in until they fail once. To me, the real challenge in life is to be able to get yourself back on the horse and do as much as you can at whatever you're trying to do. There's people who are like all or nothing.
Right.
You've heard of people that go on diets until they miss one day and they're like, I blew it.
Yeah. Yep.
No, the challenge, the real gem in this whole thing that'll make your life incredible is the ability to get back on the program immediately and to do the best you can given the situation you're in. So if you can only work out for 10 minutes, that 10 minutes is better than nothing.
Exactly.
Right, yeah. I remember
that's what changed.
It's so difficult for people. I knew that was hard for me. It's like, oh my God. Nope. Make the best and know that you are doing great by doing just 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Or like, so I ordered 3 salads. So at least I ate 3 salads with some chicken as opposed to crap.
Right.
So I won by doing the best I could and not eating crap.
Well, you know, I've thought about this quite a bit over the years, is that the most important thing is consistency, because, you know, one great workout isn't going to keep you healthy, one great meal. So there's a level of consistency, and certainly you have to make better bad choices sometimes. If there's just nothing but horrible food, you make the very best choice you can in those sort of situations. But it is a heck of a lot easier to maintain momentum than it is to create momentum. So once you have, and I believe, you know, being in the personal development business, and all the books I've read and all the seminars I've attended, and, you know, I think life is a series of you're on track and then you get derailed. And some people, when they get derailed, they really get derailed because they just keep it going, like, and then it turns into a train wreck. Versus if you get, you know, off track, get yourself back on track. And I like your analogy of just doing some simple things. Those little things will keep the consistency going.
Well, let me say about consistency, because I've got basically two things, two sort of ritualistic, or I guess habits over the years. And the first one is that home gym right there.
Yep.
So if consistency is the key, remove every hurdle possible.
And that's John, for those of you on audio here, you pointing at the gym right outside.
Okay, I want to add. I want to talk about this gym. When I first came here the first time, it was like I was so blown away. It was like Christmas. For someone to put a big, huge, professional gym as the living room, the center of their house, I went, the center of their house is a gym.
Literally the best.
How cool is that?
That's the best money we ever spent.
How many times we're sitting there? I was here a couple weeks ago, John. And I were like buzzing around doing work. Then all of a sudden we go to the gym, work out. Then we go buzzing around.
You got to walk past it 20 times a day. Yeah. There's no excuse in this house.
His desk is in the gym.
Exactly.
His office. How cool is that?
So that's the first thing is we live in Chicago. If I had to go out to a health club in the middle of the winter to work out, how often is that going to happen in a week? So remove every possible hurdle that you can. Remove the friction so that you can keep that consistency. And the second thing for me is that 25 years ago, I learned what a healthy plate of food looked like. That one little thing.
Yep.
It's lean meat, green vegetables, healthy fat.
Yeah.
That one thing. You don't always do it, but you know what it looks like.
Right.
And you try to stay consistent.
Yeah. Everybody has a slip up, you know. It's get back on that horse immediately.
Well, let's say that someone's listening to this right now and they're saying, yeah, and I'm off the horse. First off, how do you get either on the horse or get back on the horse? I mean, how would you?
All right, here's the biggest thing. You gotta feel good getting back on the horse. That's the biggest thing, is don't feel bad that you got off the horse. That's just human nature. We're not robots. Don't punish yourself because you got off the horse. Reward yourself saying it's amazing that you can get back on the horse, because that's the big challenge. Just getting back on the horse is pat yourself on the back and say, it's like if you're a parent taking care of a kid. You're the parent taking care of the kid. You are the kid. You. So reward yourself. Don't think, oh, man, that's horrible. That's horrible. I messed up.
One of the best ways that I've stayed in shape for the last 25 years is by having something coming up that I need to get in shape for. So we were in music for a lot of years. There's a photo session that Miss and I got to do, and we know we got to do it, and it's 2.5 months from now, and we got to be ripped.
Right.
Or we're going to Hawaii, you know, we're going to be on the beach together, or, you know, some sort of an event.
What if somebody doesn't have an event?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Then
make
you manufacture.
You make one. Like what you were saying, it's almost a reward. It's a milestone to look forward to. Because, Kenny, what I've realized is I can maintain pretty well. You know, it's like when you're like us and you've done it for so long.
Right.
It's like you've got it in the bank.
If you
have a bad couple weeks, you're going to bounce back pretty well.
Your body knows.
But as far as getting to that peak, I need inspiration. I need something to be working toward, which, by the way, I'm looking for that right now.
What inspiration for me is? Walk by a mirror and look at yourself. When I look, I'm like, who's that old guy? I don't want to be looking at that guy. I have to turn the lights off to get rid of him.
That is comedy.
I hate to say it, but that is me. I'll wake up at night, and if there's a little flicker of light, and I look in the mirror, and it's 5:30, I go, stick your shoulders back, suck your stomach in. All I'm doing is going to pee.
But I still, is the strategy here have incredible self-consciousness?
Maybe it's I have a big ego. I live in L.A.
I'm
the business rock star. I gotta be that role model.
Well, you know, the guy that I learned marketing from, he had this line he said to me. He's like, be a fit animal. That's what he would say. And it was interesting because he's like, look, you know, you're an animal. And exactly. Be a fit animal. And the more of a fit animal you are, the better you're gonna operate in the animal kingdom. And so what are some of your rituals, John, that you have not discussed that have been incredibly useful for you to not fall off the horse like he's talking
well,
about?
Well, the fountain of youth is the gym. That's what I say. And also eating well, just the easy stuff. But I would say that alkalization is way up there at the top. Kenny doesn't call it out specifically, but that chlorophyll that you put in your water, it's green smoothies, it's green water powder and green water. Tony Robbins turned me on to this. Mm-hmm. And also Jason Moore, who's a Lifebook member. And that makes your body literally, because most supplements you can't feel. You just pee them out. But when you're alkalizing, you can feel that.
Natural is always better. And these things, definitely, there's a war going on in our bodies against cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Those things are your army.
Right, exactly.
They literally, punching cancer in the face. It's no joke, man. It's the real shit. And your immune system, that stuff, being alkaline, is where it's at. I mean, I drink coffee. I drink my red wine, you know, but you better be putting more of that other good stuff in.
Especially greens. I would say that I've had an overnight date with my wife, Missy, every week for the last 25 years. Mm-hmm. That's a serious health and fitness strategy. I want to be in shape for that. I want to, you know, I work out hard to...
What's an overnight date?
Overnight date is we go into the city to our city place.
Right.
Or we even when we're living in other countries with the kids, if we're living in, you know, Bali, we'll leave the kids with, you know, one of our sitters or our nannies.
That's awesome.
Go to a hotel in Seminyak every single week for
that's
the last
awesome.
5 years.
And wow.
That it's motivation, right?
Yep. That's great,
Kenny,
John.
Kenny covered definitely the basics. Meditation, Joe, you turned me on to TM earlier this year. That has really had a profound impact on our health and fitness.
How long do you guys do TM every day? Is it 30 minutes, 20 minutes?
I do 20 minutes twice a day.
Yep.
And there are some days where I will miss the second one, you know, depending on where I'm at. But, you know, I mean, even today, I've done it twice today. Right before we even started recording this, I was, you know, meditating.
You know what I do when I feel like I didn't meditate and I'm like, dang, I didn't meditate? I get in bed, even if I do 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to point out, that sometimes...
Something's better than nothing.
Yeah, and it also keeps the word meditation in your vocabulary every day. Mm-hmm. I didn't do any... I didn't work out today. I mean, I played drums, but I mean, it didn't work out. Push-ups, I got bands. Even if it's 15 minutes, then I did it.
You know, there's like this 7-minute, you know, app that you can download on your phone that literally 30 seconds, 10 second break, 30 seconds, you work out for 7 minutes. And I just did it the other day and I'm like, this is a damn good workout in 7 minutes.
Wow.
And it's free. And it's just called 7-minute workout.
Oh, that's awesome. As an app?
Yes.
How cool.
There's tons of that sort of stuff. So there is really no excuse. I mean, even Jack LaLanne, I think he said, if you can't work out in a day, do something every day. He said, but if you cannot find yourself a gym or any place to exercise or get out, then do, I think it was 50 squats, 50 sit-ups, 50 push-ups, and 50 calf raises.
And you need 4 square feet to do that.
Exactly.
Come on.
And I have done that many times where I've been in a situation where I have to get to a conference. Now, so two more things I want to talk about to wrap this up, and then I will let everyone know that there is more that you can get from John and Kenny on all kinds of different areas of improving your life. One, I want to talk about fighting temptation, okay? And then the second thing I talk about is what if you don't have a gym in your house? What if you're not, what if you're limited with cash? What if you have a very small home? What if you're, you know, that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. So let's first talk about you're constantly exposed to temptations. I mean, sex, drugs, rock and roll,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
I mean, you've been around this your whole life. Some people have heavily addictive personalities. Right. What are your suggestions for, because temptation is everywhere. If you're an alcoholic, you know, you're watching commercials with
yeah.
you're watching billboards, and I mean, you name it. We live in that sort of culture. So how do you address
it? Well,
that?
I knew when to stop when it came to like liquor or partying in any way, whatever substances and stuff, because I always was like, my gig and my occupation was always more important. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, if I'm going to mess up tomorrow in front of 20,000 people, you know, I don't want to be the guy that messes up. And like John said, man, I am driving that machine. Yeah. Every band I'm in, I am driving the machine. I have a yep. strong personality. And when I'm doing like the Kennedy Center Honors or inauguration and it's on TV and there's 14 cameras like all over me and people are counting on me, I can't even do those things unless my name is checked out by the producers, everybody. Kenny? Yeah. We can count on him. The last piece of the puzzle for me was I was like, had some wild romances and, you know, going after chicks and, you know, especially when you were younger, there were girls who were like, throwing themselves at us. We were like rock stars. I mean, it was unbelievable.
It was like rock stars. You are a rock star.
Well, yeah, we were rock stars. Yeah, we are. I am a rock star. There's a lot of that. You just, finally, I got that one. Because it's just the way I'm wired, you know?
Yeah.
I love women. So I finally, you know, I'm married and I'm acting like a married person, you know? I know it's you're laughing, but I didn't always act like a married person. It was just like I stayed in high school. You know, you have a girlfriend, but you're always flirting on the side, except I was cheating on the side. You know, and I just seemed normal to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I was three cell phone Kenny. One for the wife, one for the affair, one for the other affair.
Yeah.
And I had such a stamina for it, you know, literally, physically, and mentally. It was no big deal. But then when I finally decided that, you know, enough of that, because it's costly, you know, there's divorces and lying. I finally...
Well, and by the way, just because we won't have a long way to go deep to it in this conversation, I always am cognizant of how people interpret someone. We were having a discussion about your wife that you got a divorce from that knew about... This is a subject for a whole nother interview.
Yeah.
Really, but she, you know, talked about how, you know, you guys were friends and you were supportive and you kind of went through this whole process of divorce. And
she's like still great. She's one of the finest people I know. She's mm-hmm. a great, great lady. Very, a lot of integrity. Yeah, she understood who she was marrying, basically.
Yeah.
You know, and so that was, she compartmentalized it. And I'm not saying that's what everyone should do. My wife right now that I'm married to, you know, we have a rule, you know, if somebody does that, you know, it's pretty much over, you know, without telling somebody. I mean,
right.
Which is, it's not going to work. I just took it to the next level. And my dad was trying to help me out with that when I was 23, but I wouldn't have anything to do with that. I was loving the drug of
flirting. That was definitely
that was my
temptation.
Drug. Yeah, because when I did Lifebook, that was the hardest one I had to face. That was the beginning of...
You know, I mean, I know we're talking about health and stuff, but I don't mean to interrupt. This is a subject hardly anyone talks about. I mean, I did an interview with Pat Carnes, who's the top doctor in the world on sex addiction,
right.
And it's fascinating, and mm-hmm. people have no idea how many people, you know, they want to talk about it
right,
because there's
they
this
don't.
Moral stigma around it, but, you know, statistically, over 70% of people have affairs that are married,
yeah.
and hardly anyone talks about it.
Well,
I'm
not a sex addict. I was just, someone might call me that. I wasn't. I was a love addict, I guess. I was like, I just loved engaging and the flirtation. It's a drug. It's a stimulant.
Yeah.
What's happened, though, is like, I mean, I haven't lost those desires, but I love that feeling of monogamy. It's a new high, and I never knew it because I never
awesome.
Did it. I never did it, so how would I know it? So now that I have it, it's awesome. And you want to know something? After having done it so long, not that way, and being a cheater and lying, it takes a long time to... You can never erase that record. It takes a long time, for example, for someone to trust you after they know that that's the guy
you were.
Yeah. You carry that into your next relationship. You know, I just look at that. That's my cross to bear.
Yeah.
It's being presidential, where you have to stand there righteously and realize, this is the decision I made, and I will be always known as that guy that made that decision.
Right.
You know?
Move on.
Yeah. And you just move on, hold your head up high, and just deal with it. It's a value system. I have now. I love it. I feel my arm says uncommon, which I am on my arm, but on either side it says truth and honor. I saw truth and honor on an Indian once, and I started to cry. I couldn't, I went, why are you crying? And, you know, not weeping, but I was tearing up. I realized I wasn't that guy, and I thought, I am that guy. I really am a nice guy. I was wired and turned on, and so I had to finally get it worked out. Words are just words. They're two-dimensional. When you feel something, you own it. Doesn't matter what it is. When I felt it, I went, oh, my God, this is feels great. I love feeling honest, and I love having truth and honor as something I can say about myself. That became my new buzz.
Your new purpose, and that's what it is, Joe.
Yeah, really felt good.
Temptation is you have to have a stronger purpose than the temptation.
Yeah.
Miss and I love to party. We do. We do not live like monks. We behave like 21-year-olds. I mean, we really have to watch it, because it's where we go out on the town and we behave like we're in our 20s.
That's good though.
Yeah.
I have to know where to draw the line. You know.
We've got a very, very healthy lifestyle. We don't always not give in to temptation. But, you know, we're parents, and we want to set a good example for our kids. We want to take care of each other. We want to take care of ourselves for each other. Your purpose has to be stronger than that temptation. Well, that's exactly what Kenny said is, you know, how do you maintain a healthy lifestyle in the least healthy industry on the planet? You care about your career more than you care about the drugs.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
More than you care about the alcohol.
Right.
More than you care about the sex.
Right.
So it comes down to purpose.
No, I like it. I like it. Okay, so the last thing I was going to talk about is just any tips or advice for people. And you're both qualified to talk about this, although you've had great financial success, well-known companies. You've done very well for yourselves. It wasn't always that way. I know, I know your history very well, John, and the rags to riches sort of story and all that. So, and you've guided thousands of people through Lifebook on how to get their financial matters in order. So what advice do you have for people that may be thinking the excuse that I have is I'm not Kenny and I'm not John. I can't do all this stuff. I don't have a gym in my house. What would you say to them?
Oh, you know what my number one recommendation would be? The Insanity Workout Series, or P90X. One of those, when I go on the road, you need a 6x6 foot space for an ass-kicking workout. Anyone in the world can afford $100. Well, anyone in this country that's employed can afford $100. Put a DVD on it. I have it on my iPad, on my computer. Miss and I live in other parts of the world for half the year, and we don't have that gym.
Yeah.
And we live in third world countries most of the time where there is no gym. And so we've got to figure out how to do it. You know, you just have to take responsibility and figure out how to stay in great shape with whatever your circumstances. For us, I've got Insanity, the six hardcore Insanity workouts on my iPad. Take it with me everywhere I go. If I've got a 6x6 foot space,
awesome.
I can get an ass kicking.
That's awesome. That's good.
There
answer.
Is no excuse. You got to think it through. You got to take responsibility for yourself.
Well, and I'll say this. You know, my buddy Dave Kekich, who's 70 years old, works out every day. He's paralyzed from the chest down. He cannot walk. He cannot have sex. He literally runs.
Does he work out with his arms?
Oh yeah, works out with his arms and does cardio with kind of like a rotating pedal,
right.
Like a bicycle with his arms,
That
sort of cardio thing. And he works out hard. And he's worked out literally every day for as long as I've known him. There's been one time where his father passed away, and he could not work out during that period of time. But, I mean, literally, I think the longest he's ever gone, once he actually had a really bad cold, and I don't think he could work out for like a week. But this guy has limitations that I couldn't even
fathom.
Yeah,
well, there you go. What's your excuse?
You know, so what he says, he has one of his credos, which is life is easy if you live it the hard way and hard if you live it the easy way. And the way that I interpret that is, you know, it's hard sometimes to, you know, not eat the donut or not eat the dessert or, you know, eat really healthy foods where everyone's eating a pizza around you. It's hard to maybe wake up and meditate when you have to fit it into your schedule. It's hard to go through a strenuous workout and feel that sort of thing. But that hard contribution is a hell of a lot easier than not being
so
healthy, than feeling
so
like
true.
Crap, than looking in the mirror and not liking what you're looking at.
Yeah.
I mean, so my whole thing is the consequences of doing it for me sometimes, it's more painful the consequences of not doing it are far more painful.
Well, it's a battle between what you want and what you want. You do want the donut. That is a reality,
right?
Yeah. The donut. But you also want to be in really, really great shape for whatever the reasons are. Which is more important to you? You want them both. You got to make a value judgment.
Yeah.
Let me add one more thing to this. Let me tell you something. I tell people, you're not only being healthy for you, you're being healthy for everybody around
you.
It's
true, man.
Because you don't want to know something? I don't want to take care of the person who is not taking care of themselves, and I'm paying for them.
This is where our country is going.
Yeah, I'm paying for their horrible habits, and I'm paying for me, and I'm paying for them. Shame on them when you're 34 years old and you're so out of shape, you can't even run with your kids, and you're eating whatever. It's no sense of responsibility. You're letting me down. You're letting everybody around you down. You're becoming a burden to society.
On the other
hand, I know that's hardcore, but
you live like you live. You had a profound effect on me.
There you
I've
go.
Had a profound effect on other people who then go on to have a profound effect on other people.
That's good stuff.
And it just keeps going down the chain. That's the way to live.
Yeah. Well, there we go. So we've had this impromptu interview. We've got fountains in the background that you can probably hear. And we got to run to a healthy dinner. So how do people find out more about you, Kenny? I know you got a Twitter. You got a Facebook.
I got
and you're actually working on a book and some teachings other than people can see you perform with all kinds of famous people. So how do they find
you? My website's www.kennyaronoff.com.
How do you spell your last name?
It's Aronoff, like on off. And then my Twitter's Aronoff Official. Facebook, I've got my Kenny Aronoff page, my fan page. And then I have a Facebook page and a website called www.uncommonstudios.com/LA. So that's the name of my studio, Uncommon Studios LA. I have a Facebook page and a website, and then I have an Instagram page too.
Awesome. So people can find you there. And then John, of course, I've been recommending Life Book for everyone, and if they want to go really deep with this, how do they find out about Life Book and any other final words of wisdom you got?
MyLifeBook.com. I've never actually been on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or LinkedIn.
You don't have to.
Isn't that crazy?
You don't have to.
Anyway, mylifebook.com. You can learn all about Lifebook. And Joe, thanks, man. Thanks for putting this together. It was great to talk to you too.
Yeah, yeah. And whenever I see bright people that have things that I think could share, and I treat a lot of things like a 12-step group. Take what you like and leave the rest. Okay. There's a lot of good wisdom in everything if you listen for it, and that's what we did it for. So thank you both, and whoever's listening to this. Now you have something to think about. Food for thought. Get your butt in the gym, eat some healthy food, and take your, if you're married or have a partner, take them out on a date and give your children a big kiss if you have them too. And remember, you're not just doing it for yourself, you're doing it for them also, like Kenny said. So
love it. Thanks, guys.
Awesome.